This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Difficult parashas to understand mitzad teichna dvarim is the parasha of Navi Sheker, which in this week's Sedra and in Shaitan you have, and it says ki yakim b'kir b'cha Navi chaloyim chaloyim v'nasnecha oizer meifis. So you have a Navi comes and he does an oiz, and the oiz comes true. And he tells you to go worship Avodah Zarah. The Sefri says over here, the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the ability of performing Nisim on the order of even being Maimit Shemesh V'Yareach, like it was by Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave over to the Kairos HaTumah, and it's possible that they can do an Oyser and Mofis on par with having the sun and the moon stand still, which is an extraordinary thing. So the Torah says you shouldn't listen to the Navi. So first of all, let's understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol proved himself through different ways, the oisis and the moifsim that he made for you, and so on and so forth. And now you have a counterproof. So in Seichel, one needs to weigh one against the other. The Rambam says, and that's pshat, the pshat in the Inyan, that the gilui we had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai is of the nature that it is so complete, so big, that Ois and Moifis don't come up to it. In other words, Ois and Moifis are proofs, indirect proofs, like we speak in the Rambam, and this is something which is, and Gilar Sinai was of a different order. But at the end of the day, basically, it seems as if the whole content of this Nisayan, the whole content of the Nevuah, is a logical question. If you have something proven with 70% proof, and something proven with 100% proof, so 100% is better than 70%. But it seems as if the whole Nisayon is just a Nisayon in Seichel. And that's very hard to understand. That's such a big parasha. I mean, it's a parasha which touches on Avodah Zarah. The whole issue would be in the lomdus of it. Which is better, which is more important, which is a stronger proof, and so on and so forth. But the pasuk. So besides the fact that it's hard to understand why the Nisayon would be in Seichel and so on, and Rashi brings down, and the Gemara says, Osi, the Hananya ben Azor is going to come and say one Nevuah, and Yirmiyahu is going to say another Nevuah, and you're going to be stuck between two powerful Nevi'im, and you're going to have to figure out who's Emes, who's not Emes. So besides the fact that it's hard to understand, We understand that Ikri Adas are totally in Yetzer Haras and Yetzer Toivs and Taivas and all sorts of things of that nature. It's a struggle between the good and the bad. Here it just seems to be a struggle mitzad Seichel and logic and Halacha. It just doesn't seem that would be the main platform for that Nisayon. But the Pasuk says you should know it's a Nisayon. You're going to ask yourself, how in the world, if it's not true, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give over, according to one Tana, it's even to be able to make the sun and the moon stop. So he says, Ki minas Hashem alkechem eschem lo das hayeshchem oyevim as Hashem alkechem hol vachon hol nafshechem. It's an essay to know if you're oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't seem at all to be the nekuda that's important here. If let's say I'm a dayan, and two people come in front of me and they have a din Torah, even if I like one of them more than the other, I can either paskin myself and say I can't paskin because Avim Kalkel Sashura, or I have to paskin what's right. mean, if so, what does the Oyav es Hashem have to do over here? I have two forces performed in front of me, the forces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Lahavdil, the forces of Avodah Zarah. So Seichel says, pick out whichever one is the which is the stronger, the better, the more convincing proof, and go with that. Why would Ava place why is that the point over here? It's Lachur built on Seichel. We have the criteria that Maimar HaSinai was a stronger proof, like the Rambam says, and so on. How does Ava come to this piece over here also? That's very, very hard to understand. And it's interesting that over here it says Ava Lamoshal by Avram Avinu, it says Atidat Kirei Lekimato, that Yira is the thing that pushed him in the right direction. Here it says Av, and then the pasuk finishes off. So a whole hemshich of what was supposed to be over Hashem or Boisit Bakud. I mean, that's not the issue. Is not a frumkeit issue. It's not an issue of whether or not we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue is how to decide between two conflicting presentations. For all we know, they might both be true neviim. The Torah says he's not a true Navi because he's telling you to write about Zara. So you have two conflicting gods competing. Just like you're saying you should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oasis of Moses and believe in Avodah Zara. Where does Ava come into the play over here? That's a very fundamental point. There's a Sifri, Amvachtas Hashem Alekecha, and he defines the difference between Ava and Yira. He says, what is Ava and Yira? He says, if somebody is in Yira, if somebody asks you, if somebody puts a lot of demands on you, and it's a big tirchan, a big tirchan, you drop it. By Av, it's not like that. And obviously, it's not just a side point as to the difficulties, which is a better emotion. It's something about Av and Yira that intrinsically Yira begins to balk at a certain price, where Ava doesn't. And Shir Hashirim is built around that, Ki Azakam Avis Ava, Koshek Shal Kina. And we have to understand in the motives, in the emotional motives of a person, what is the difference between Ava and Yira? Both are very, very powerful instincts. Yira is an instinct that pushes a person to do stupendous things, and Ava is an emotion that pushes a person to do big things. Why would Chazal be Koveya? What is it about Ava that if that Ava doesn't seem to have is not limited to Tircha, whereas Yira is limited to Tircha? At some point Yira is limited to Tircha and Ava is not. So I'd like to explore a little bit and understand the inyan of Ahava, because that's by Mr. Kor over here. I want to use the Maral Zehezba. In Nisibis Olam, he speaks about it a lot, and I want to try to give over his Hezba in Ava, and then we'll see also the Rambam, the way he defines Ava. The Maral speaks about what is the force of Ahava. So the Maral says that he starts off by kind of presenting an issue of things attracted to opposites or to likes, and he comes out Loshen Chazal Lo Bechinam Holach Chazar Zatz Oyrev El Bnei Sheminayhu, that things that Ava is is that which attracts something to similar things. So he asks the obvious: what about Zochen Nekeva Ish V'Isha? Ish V'Isha is unlike as you can get, and yet they attract each other. So the Maral explains that the power of Ava is that a person wants his existence, the desire to be, the desire to exist is the midah of Ava. Since a person exists within a certain context, a person sees himself as part of an ummah. A person sees himself as part of a society. A person sees himself as his friends, being part of his metzias. So that's why the person feels strongly about them. Ish ve'isha, even though they're opposites, but lemaisa, they are one bond. They are one. They together. The person is not a shalom without that other person. So really, his own existence is seen as being him and his wife together. That's his metzias. And the meila, you have the strong ava. He also adds, to clarify a point, even though we don't say that a person has ava to himself, that's not a correct statement. He says there's another emotion, another force, which is called tshuka. Tshuka means craving. The craving is something which is only possible to an outside element. So a person likes his self more than anything else. A person will do anything to save his own skin. That is ahava. The rutzin of wanting oneself is above all a person's biggest oyev of himself. But since you are yourself, you don't crave it. Craving is always something which is outside of you. Just like when a person craves a certain food, for instance, when he's eating it, there's no craving. He's eating it. It's in his mouth. The craving is always when he needs to get it. So within yourself, you have the most powerful ahava. But there's no tshuka to oneself. An isha, because on the one hand, you see it as being yourself. A person who lo'aleinu loses his mate feels... It's an enisha meisa l'baila. A person stops feeling, he feels like he's permanently half of himself. But since an isha is also an outside thing, there's tshuka as well. So in terms of a chibur of tshuka together with ava, ishus is the strongest part of it. In terms of oneself, a person has the strongest ava. That's how the Maral defines ava and explains it in tshuka and ava. And explains that the basic emotion of ava is your own sense of existing and wanting to exist. I would like, as a corollary to the Maral, to bring in the Rambam, which is in Halacha, which clears up a common mistake. And when we speak of avtas Hashem alekecha, avtas reecha kamocha, avtas reecha kamocha, the people interpret it as tshuka. You should like everybody. You obviously can't like everybody because different people, there are different tastes. There are some people that you enjoy very much their company, some people enjoy less, some people you quite don't enjoy. There's no mitzvah to enjoy somebody's company that you don't enjoy. It's just not shaykh a mitzvah on that. But the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of after kamecha? Just like a person is very sensitive about losing things, you don't want to, losing money for a person, it's very difficult because you feel a piece of yourself is missing. If somebody steals from you, you feel that somebody cut away a piece of yourself. It goes to the core of your sense of self. More important, if you honor, if somebody has maligned you or somebody has embarrassed you or insulted you or whatever, the person himself feels that his self has become worn down. And a person will do anything not to. A person will spend a lot more money to preserve his money than to gain money. A person will spend anything to retain his honor and his sense of self. For somebody else, you have the same obligation as regards these two things. The person has to make sure, if he sees somebody else standing before a loss or in any way liable to lose money or property, a person needs to act as if he would act on his own. If a flood is coming to somebody else's house, the person at home to protect it wherever it is, or tell the person that something is going to happen. And secondly, if somebody else's honor is in any way being impugned upon and so on, the person has an obligation to make sure that he is not that it doesn't happen. So he doesn't do it. That's the mitzvah after kamocha. In other words, perceive the other person's existence as being important as your existence. We're not talking about tshuka. The mitzvah is not to be choshek with other people because everyone has his own different taste, different people, different levels of kinship. But the chi of that you should want your existence, you understand it about yourself as much as about somebody else, to do what you can to preserve his existence. That is the mitzvah of Afrach Kameicha, the way the Rambam says it, which is exactly the Maral, way the Maral explains it in general. So Maral defined for us Av as being the desire for existence. Those elements that I perceive as being necessary for my existence, in a most, not in a outside way, I need him to support me, I need him to help me, but the people whose nefesh is, if a person has no friends and feels that his life is not really worth anything, he needs to have that. That's where Ava stretches out to. Where else it brings down the Gemara by Rabbi Akiva. It says by Rabbi Akiva that when he was being taken to be killed in a terrible way, it says his Talmidim asked him, Ad kan? I mean, how far can you go? So he said, Kol yoma yisim et style posik zeh, vavtas Hashem al-kechem chol avav chol nafshecho. I've been waiting all my life to mekayim the mitzvah hafta on the chol nafshecho. Va'achshav shebo liyodi la'kaymeno, now that it's coming by hand, this is what I've been waiting for all my life. So it says he was mayrich be'echod. He said, Shema Yisrael Shekhan Hashem echod, ad sheyotze nishmosei. So Maral is meir. It's mashma that the dveikus was in the word echad. Lechura, I mean, that's the ikar pasuk. It's machlokes, but that's the ikar pasuk midaraisa. I mean, I could understand the word v'ahavta. He would be meirich because of bechol nafshecha. I mean, he told us talmidim I'm being mekayim bechol nafshecha. Or Hashem alekeinu. There's no or the word Hashem. He didn't mention that the motive or the driving force was echad in any way, and it doesn't seem to make any. It's a prat about Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't seem to be. That's not the point he was making. He was saying I was kol yom mishtoikeg for the kiyum of bechol nafshecha, and now therefore it was mayach be'echad. The mayach be'echad seems to be the point. So the Maral says that in Hashem Echad lies the concept that nothing exists in the world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No real existence, there's nothing in the world that exists that's chutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'atem advekim Hashem alakeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim, that the only mitzias that there is in the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is to some degree illusory. It's not really mitzias. And in the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where a person has existence. And a person has that existence that is emes and eternal because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Hashem Echad, the Vahavta, the Avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Ava always starts from the person himself. The Ava is because the person perceives that really his only Metzius is the Chelek Lekayim Imal, the person. The chelik in himself that is a likus, that's a spark of a likus, that's him. That's metzias for him. Everything else is means and temporary and not real. So the real metzias is Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in Hashem Echad, the vahafta expressed itself in the ultimate dehering of Hashem Echad of Rabbi Akiva. That is the mitzvah. That is the way the Maral explains the parasha of Rabbi Akiva. So Maral says that the Avatar Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Avatar Kadosh Baruch Hu stems from the fact that the person begins to hear that the only part of his mitzvah, the only part of himself that is self in a real world because it lasts and everything else is temporary, is the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal just in Kochos HaNefesh so we understand it. A person wants something and he wants it badly, and when a person wants something badly, he also, if he doesn't get it, if he's denied, if you take a child and he wants something, some toy, some trip, some food, whatever it is, and you deny it, so first of all, you deal with the craving. The child wants something, and that's hard. But the second thing is, the child identifies it with his own metzias. You know, if I don't have this and this toy, then I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, it's not me, nobody wants to give me anything, I'm never getting anything. There's a sense of his self being denied and cut down, and that's a lot of times the frustration, the tension, whatever it is. When you try to talk seichel to a child, to an adult, usually what you accomplish is by saying, yes, I understand that you crave it, but it's not so, there are things that are more important to you that this will block the way for it. If we tell him by not buying this toy, we'll be able to buy something better later on that you really want, that's more important for you, v'chulu v'chulu. So you can, the tshuka you can leave, a person can deal with the tshuka, but it's harder when it comes, but when I explain to you what the ava is, that's how I deal from one to the other. And that's, first of all, that's pshat in the Sifri, that ava, a person will do even if there's a lot of tirchas. Because the ava always places, there's nothing a person will do. There's no amount if you tell a person you have to take somebody to a doctor for a visit, as a chesed, fine, you'll do it once, twice, three times. At some point, you'll get annoyed because I know I have to do it, and obligation is an outside force imposed on me. Someone is telling me I have to do it. I know Kach Baruch is right, I know Torah is right, I know my parents are right, I know society is right. I have to do it because somebody's telling me to do it. At some point, I rebel against it because it's crushing me. It's not giving me any free time. I can't do anything. Myself is being diminished because of all of these demands on me. For himself, a person will run to the doctor an infinite amount of times because he's preserving himself with it. Yira is always an outside thing imposed, whether it's Yira Romas, Yira Onish, certainly Yira Sarnish. And outside things always come at a price because by definition, whatever I'm doing for something outside of me, I am not doing for me. And it's in conflict. So I know I have to pay a certain tax to goodness, to duty, to whatever it is. But that tax is there comes a point where I just can't pay it, don't want to pay it, and so on. Av is something where I will do anything because this is me. What do you mean? It's too much of a bother to live. I mean, when people have certain painful situations, mental situations, emotional situations, that becomes an issue. But when a person is emotionally healthy, what do you mean? It's too much of I can't go to the doctor that often. Usually, it's the people demand a lot more appointments than they're given. The person wants more because his self is what he wants more than anything else. So, if somebody does mitzvahs because he sees them as obligations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to impose them. They're good for you in a cold way, whatever it is. Those things, a person begins to fret at some point. I mean, listen, there's just so much, but when a person develops his sense of self out of it, then what do you mean it's too much? Nobody says it's too good for me, if you really believe it. A person begins to sense his self in it. So, Kapanim, we have the Midah of Ava defined as the Midah of self, Metzias, Atzimus, and so on and so forth. Let's go back to the parasha that we're dealing with. Let's give a mashal. A person is looking into getting married, into choosing a chaver, a partner, a neighbor, whatever it is. So seichel comes in and weighs the different options. Will this person make a good partner? Whatever walk of life. Are there better people? Are there people that there'll be more in the partnership because of it? And so on and so forth. A person uses a seichel, and therefore, let's say a person has a few different options in terms of shidduchim, let's say, or chavrusas, or friends, or partners, whatever. Person chooses and weighs and says, this makes more sense because of this, this makes more sense because of that, and so on. Let's say a person is married, and someone comes along and says, there's somebody that I think is much better. what happened at that point? What happened was that it transitioned. When a person is choosing a partner, the person is choosing, and their seichel is the kaveh. When a person is nizdabik to somebody else, the midah of ava is that this is me. Nobody would have his hand replaced for a better hand. This is me. This is my hand. This is my metzias. Even though sometimes we dream we could do this better, that better, the other better, but a person doesn't replace his own metzias. When something has transitioned from when it's outside of me, seichel's the koveya. When it's myself, that's my own metzias. It says the ava mekalkelis es ashura. Chazal say, Ava is something that doesn't work with logic. It's not meant to work with logic. That's not a person. If a person, you're not allowed to kill somebody. You're not allowed to kill somebody to save your own life. Do you have to give up your own life to save someone else's life? And my chazal, the teretz is certainly not. You can't ask me to give up myself for something else. Myself is my metzias. When something has transitioned from seichel to ava, it's become my metzias. And b'meila, the issue of seichel being compared this or that or the other is no longer part of the game. That's the mid of ava be'etzim. That's what the pasuk, that's what the parasha means over here. If a person, the building of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through seichel deka means. It came through a fanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did oisais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did moifsim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's poidek la'Yisrael. Let's leave out Har Sinai for a minute. All of those in Yonim were in Yonim that were koveah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it stays like that, if a person has to ask himself, a few years after he's married, why am I married? Let's go over all the milas again. That person's not married. It's now as me as anything else's. This is my metzias. If a person's keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after everything, remains because he's done this maifis, that maifis, the other maifis, then it's a real nisoyen. And there's no way, and it's very hard to deal with it. This guy did a maifis, this guy did a maifis. I mean, according to the shitas that they can make the sun and the moon stand, really, it's very powerful. That's how do you deal with it? He's done maifisim, he's done maifisim. He's done maifisim, he's done maifisim. L'das hayeshchem oyavim es Hashem is the pshat, has it transitioned over to becoming you? Is the pshat that you, the idea of not having this, can no longer be a metzias by you. That's where it is. The metzias of having this is me now. I've tapped into it in a way where I realize this is my metzias. That's what changes a person from one to the other. There's a famous maysa that said it over a few times. There were two groups of chassidim that were struggling on an issue. There was Kotzk, there was Ishbitz, and the two chassidim were a partner. To make it short, one of them became very sick, and he asked his partner to go to the Ishbitz and to ask him for bracha. He wasn't happy with it, but he went to him, and he told him, I'm a misnagid of yours, Betzim. It's not what I want, not what I hold of. But Akpanim, my partner asked me, and I need to do it. So he asked him, if I make a moifis, and he will get sick, and the business will get better, will you change your mind? And he said, moifisim can be done through kishuv, through kol sara. No. He said, and what if I prove you it's done through kohos atov? Will you change your mind? So he told him, an emes that one acquires through blood and sweat and tears, no moifisim in the world will move them. In other words, mofsim are at the stage of proof. Something which is you, this is your metzias, then it's not going to change for no money in the world. It's not going to change because this is my metzias. This is the emes of myself. In a sense, when we ask ourselves, when a person becomes, is omed al daito, and a person begins to search for emes, for good, all of the nyanim that we in our age, in these years, that's what we're doing. We're beginning to, the issues of what is right, what is good, what is true, and so on, are the issues that we deal with and wrestle with. The first approach is always going to be kind of seichel. It's going to be, don't you realize this is better, this is good, this is bad? Don't you realize that this is what a person is obligated to do, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's Torah, that these are, and so on and so forth. It's the right thing to do, duty, obligation, so on and so forth. And those are all very, very, those are very, very right steps towards it. I mean, I can't tell you to be oyev something that Seichel doesn't know if it wants to be oyev or if it's correct to be oyev. So there's a certain approach. The first approach always starts with those elements of it ought to, it's right, it's good, it's appropriate, and so on. The next step, though, if it's to have any lasting value or meaning, it has to go beyond that. And I want to correct a certain misperception. People say that if you enjoy learning, that'll help you learn. It's true. It definitely enjoying it helps you. But if the word is enjoying the way some people like doing math puzzles, you know, some people have a knack for math puzzles, you give them a math puzzle, they'll sit in it for hours. If it's that type of enjoyment, then it could be a football game is just as enjoyable. There are other things in the world that if somebody tells me it's the most enjoyable thing in the world, maybe for you, I like other things better. That type of enjoyment is not going to keep a person focused on it, even when it becomes tough, when there's a lot of nisyonos and a lot of tug of war and so on and so forth. But if a person, on a day a person didn't learn, he feels empty. He feels down deep, I can't look myself in the mirror. I did nothing today. A person feels, if he davens and doesn't have any feeling or any kavana, a person feels shallow. If a person is asked for a favor, for tzedakah, whatever it is, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do, the person feels empty. It's kind of worthless. I feel like a shell. Then the person has identified ruchnius and Torah with his self. The person has gotten his sense of self is his neshama. If my neshama is there, then I am. If my neshama is not there, then I'm not. Yes, I went through the motions today, but someone once described to me, someone who had become the scar of Yiddishkeit and became an Erlich Yid and so on, and he was speaking about, very passionately about being a car of people, and I don't know, I must have said something a little bit haltingly about it, and he said, let me tell you, it's not about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not about the mitzvahs, it's about waking up in the morning and looking yourself in the mirror and asking yourself, is my life really worth living? Am I anybody? What's the point of my existence? He says, that's the tragedy of the people outside. He said, you know what it is to wake up, to look at yourself every day in the mirror and say, the world would not be missing anything without me, and I would not be missing anything without me. The sense of metzias, the sense of ladas hayeshchem evzer keichem, that will keep a person focused long past when the struggle with Seichel could do it. I have two Nevi'im, and one Navi comes to make such Meifzim, one Navi comes to make such Meifzim. But if it's an emes that's burned into me through sweating for it, through toiling for it, through sacrificing for it, then I don't give it up. I'd like to finish with a maimon. There's a beautiful, the Baal Shem Tov said a vart once, an enigmatic type of vart, and one of his talmidim brings it down and doesn't explain it. He said, there's a pasuk very famous because it's the Sima Mishnayis, Lahanchel Oyavei Yesh. that I have, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give his Ohavim something. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. And he shtel tzu l'das hayeshchem oyavim s'Hashem l'keichem. The play on the words hayeshchem oyavim, and he said it's a very deep inyan, and I think the pshis brings down the word and this seisim it nesit. I think the pshat's like this: the words, the key words are yesh and ohev. In other words, hayeshchem oyavim s'Hashem l'keichem is our pasuk. And lehanchel oyavayesh. Lehanchel oyavayesh means to those people that are oyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given yeshus, which means existence, being. The little pshat in the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what to give. So it's lehanchel oyavayesh, I have what to give the people that I love. The literal translation of the pasuk, in a very powerful way, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give those who love him existence, because by definition, that's one and the same thing. A person who's oyev es Hashem, his metzias is real because he's hooked up with the only thing in the world that's real, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is struggling with a sense of reality, when a person has two things in front of him, both are making oisus and maifsim, presenting their side, which is emes, which is not emes, the person's ava is what brings about the yesh. Ladas hayeshchem oyavas alkechem. The yesh of what is yesh in the world is determined by ava. So if a person asks himself, what is the inyan that a person is struggling for? What are we striving for in this goof in our life? We've made it up to here, which means that we understand with seichel and with conscience that this is the right thing to do. But it has to become part of a person, not only the enjoyment part of it, that it's interesting, it's pleasant, and so on, but more important, the sense of identity of self with this. I am whatever my neshama is. Everything else comes, goes. A person's guf comes and goes, a person's money comes and goes, a person's seichel comes and goes, everything in the world comes and goes. Only one thing is real, and that is his neshama. And if the person expresses it and lives it, that's avas Hashem, and that's yesh. And so when a person faces toughness, illness in life, when even seichel itself begins to lose the ability to discriminate, one thing gives him that ability, and that is Lodas Hayeshchem Oyavim Es Hashem Lakeichem. The person is, this is what I am. It doesn't need seichel. This is my metzias. My metzias is V'atem Advekem Hashem Lakeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. And the other hand, if a person lives that way, the real reward, Lasad Lovo, the real thing that a person gets and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is lahanchel oyav yesh. The people who live with this ava, they have real metzias, and that's the schar lo'olam.